Ryan Field used to work for Bally Sports Detroit, was roaming the sidelines, dressed to the nines back in the day when the Pistons were winning titles. Now he's in Detroit, ABC TV 7, I think it is. Is it TV 7? Or now you're in New York City, left Detroit. Is it TV 7, Ryan?
Yeah, ABC 7 here in New York.
You got it. I got it, man. I know you're big time there in NYC. You were all over the Pistons draft last night. And, man, when you look at Cunningham and Livers and Garza, they got guys that can contribute right away. They got older guys in terms of Garza, a younger superstar in the making in Cunningham, and then Livers continues to play basketball just in the state of Michigan as his base. Amazing night for the franchise.
It was an amazing night for the franchise, and if you're a Pistons fan, you have so many reasons to be excited for the first time in a long time. And for a guy like myself that grew up rooting for this team since I was six years old and had a chance to cover them as well for several years, I was all smiles last night. And I think, you know, I agree with Jay Billis and Kendrick Perkins. I mean, the Pistons won the draft just by drafting Cade Cunningham. I mean, once they won the lottery, they were automatically the big winners on draft night. And then to your point, you get two senior playmakers in Isaiah Livers and Luke Garza, who was the consensus player of the year, and you get him at 52 is a no-brainer, not to mention the fact that the guy's lost 30 pounds, and they're hoping he can be a much better defensive presence than he's given credit for. But the guy can score inside and outside. And they've added a couple nice pieces. And then Cunningham is obviously all he's billed to be, going to be an all-star player, hopefully a superstar player. And the franchise is in good hands for the first time in a long time.
How far away are they, Ryan? Looking at this team, because I was going through the potential lineup, Killian Hayes and Cade, and you have Bay and Grant and Stewart, and you'll get guys like Garza and Livers off the bench, and you know, I think you'll get more mid-level veterans who will stick around. They have a young foundation that I haven't seen in the NBA in a while. It's pretty cool to witness from a distance.
It is. It's great. So many players 22 and under, and you look at that starting five with Killian and Cade sliding next to him, with Sadiq Bey and Jeremy Grant, who's the elder statesman at 26. And then Isaiah Stewart in the middle. I mean, you got a starting five that you can build around here for the next several years, and that's where their timeline is projecting towards. They're going to have a boatload of cap space next summer when Blake Griffin's deal finally comes off the books. They cleared up some cap space in the Mason Plumlee deal last night, which I thought was a shrewd move on their part. So, look, they're going to have a ton of flexibility. They're going to have playmakers. They're going to have optimism. And it's just been so long since we've been able to say that. I mean, it was kind of a rudderless ship for so long there under the SVG era. And now there's finally a direction. And kudos to Troy Weaver for coming in and doing a whole lot in a very short amount of time.
Ryan Field, ABC TV 7, New York City, not Detroit. He's big time. Number one market. Dude has a wardrobe allowance that's upwards of seven figures because he's in the Big Apple talking Pistons. And it's not only the Pistons where there's this energy right now here in Michigan. And I do the statewide show and the draft last night and Casey Mize and the Tigers and the way they just won't quit. And you're looking at what Stevie Y's doing with the Wings and the start of training camp this week with Campbell and the Lions. We've never had all the teams good at once ever in Michigan in my life while I've been here.
Well, and let's hope that's going to be the case here real soon, because let's be honest, even as a guy, I've been gone now 8 years, as crazy as that is to say, but a guy who's followed Detroit sports very closely as something that's near and dear to my heart, it's been tough. I mean, the last 5-6 years have been absolutely brutal. You're on the show hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to find things to talk about, and it's got to be tough. And now you've got so many promise with all four teams. I mean, the Lions, I guess the jury is still out, but I like Brad Holmes. I like Dan Campbell. I don't know that they had a tremendous offseason in terms of free agency and adding pieces to the puzzle, but at least they, too, finally seem to have a direction in place. And it's a much more positive one coming off the Quinn Patricia era. So it's exciting times, man. And if anybody deserves that, it's the city of Detroit. It's been a long time coming, and to your point, wouldn't that be something if all four teams are in the playoffs in the same year and making all kind of noise, the city will be on fire.
Oh, my Lord. Could you imagine if everybody, like, just you're around? It's kind of like, you know, when the Patriots are going and the Bruins and the Red Sox, and you're, like, thinking, you know, we've had the Pistons and Wings take us into deep June, and the Tigers were just – it's close to see how it all transpired, but the Lions had that run there with Calvin Johnson, Sue, and Stafford, but, you know, you didn't win playoff games. I not only get there now, have four teams in the Motor City that all have deep playoff runs in the same year, not just year, plural years.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. I mean, the timeline is lining up perfectly. When you talk about the young players in the mix, especially for the Wings, Pistons, and Tigers, I think the Tigers and Pistons are a little bit further ahead than the Red Wings. But Steve Yzerman is not too far behind in what he's doing. But yeah, I mean, you're talking about here, you're going to watch this foundation, if you will, grow over the next 2, 3, 4 years. And by 2020, I know it seems, you know, so far away, but it's going to be here before we know it by 2024, 2025. If all these teams are, you know, quote unquote championship contenders, I mean, that's just going to be incredible to watch all of that unfold. And gosh, maybe I'll just have to come back and get a job in Detroit at that point. That might be too good to pass up.
It will be too good to pass up. I don't even want to publicly discuss what the pay cut would be.
Well, you know, sometimes it's more about the passion for your job.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you're covering all your favorite teams, money's no object at that point.
All right, it's not Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve every day of the year, okay?
I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, when you come home for the family and you fly in, you're like, oh, it's going so good to see you, man. I miss this place. You know you're out in 48 hours, okay? Ryan Field, ABC TV 7, New York City. I heard a siren in New York. That's rare. He's joining us on the Huge Show across Michigan. You saw him on Bally Sports Detroit. Good man. Before I let you go, off of Cade last night, what type of level player do you think he's going to be? Because I'm starting to feel like, could he be a Kawhi Leonard type guy in terms of talent? What level you think Cade will go to?
I mean, I understand all the Luka Doncic comparisons, somebody who's not going to blow you off the page with athleticism. Just kind of a crafty player. I mean, I saw Troy Weaver kind of raise some eyebrows, but, you know, he's such a good talent evaluator. For him to talk about his mind and how he sees the game and how he can play a lot faster than he really is because of the way he sees things, comparing him to Larry Bird, I thought that was a very interesting analogy. But if you look at today's game, I mean, I'll even go Jason Tatum. I mean, Jason Tatum is not a guy that's going to blow you away athletically in terms of the fast twitch muscles. He's not a Russell Westbrook type player, but he is so damn good with his craftiness and his shooting and the way he can get to an open spot and deliver the ball from an assist point of view. I mean, I think Jason Tatum is a fair comparison, and they're right about the same size too. So if the Pistons landed a Jason Tatum last night, and even better, Luka Doncic, you're talking about a franchise that's in great position here for the next 10 years to come.
All right, between Lions, Pistons, Tigers, Wings, who not wins a championship, who gets to a championship situation? So that would be the Super Bowl for the Lions. That would be the NBA Finals for the Pistons, Stanley Cup Final for the Wings, and the World Series for the Tigers. Who gets to the championship first?
Would you have to take my temperature if I said the Lions were going to win the Super Bowl first? I think you might.
No, I've been saying that all along in this conversation about this reloading, rebuilding the teams, that I think the Lions will be the closest now.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to think it's going to be the Pistons because of their cap flexibility. Wow. And in the NBA, you've got 12 guys in essence on the roster. I know it's 15 now, but it's so much easier to make that leap once you get a transcendent player, which it looks like Cade Cunningham is, and building around him. And they're going to have some big-time free agent money to spend next summer to add a max player. I think they're ready to take the next jump, especially as the Lakers are going to be kind of near the end of their run given the age. The Nets are only going to be around for another year or two. The Bucks, same thing. I think with the timeline, I think the Pistons are going to have the best opportunity in the NBA to really make some noise here,
you know,
2, 3 years from now.
Actually, though, when you look at like Montreal and what they did, the Wings owned them in the regular season. They end up having that deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It might be the Wings. To get to a champ, to win a championship, I mean, Lions in a Super Bowl would be, words can't describe it if that happened, Ryan. I mean, that would be, that's, I'll have to backtrack on the Lions. I'll switch to the Wings, who could get to the championship.
And I don't think
first.
There's a wrong answer here. I mean, and that just goes to show you the state of Detroit sports right now, that we're actually even having this conversation, because we haven't been able to have these types of conversations in a long time. So, all good things ahead, and I'm excited for you and everybody else in Michigan getting a chance to talk about this, and you know, we're finally seeing a light here at the end of the tunnel.
How is Ryan Field not the mayor of New York City? Okay, how is
he? Well, I could be running pretty soon here. I mean, it's not exactly a tough act to follow following Bill de Blasio, so it can only go up from here.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, you're masking your kittens. If you live in Brooklyn, you're masking your kittens.
Hey, I just took a couple pictures and I was kissing babies here on the way to work. So
look at you, Ryan Field.
Already underway.
Ryan Field, a vote for Ryan is a vote for all New Yorkers. Oh, just think
about
that.
You're gonna be my campaign manager.
Oh, you could.
That sound.
And what we could do is your actually campaign poster. We would impose a similar style like you, right next to the Statue of Liberty.
I'm sure that would be a huge hit.
Oh,
no,
I got the line too. Give New York City Liberty a vote for Field. I like it, Ryan.
I can't wait to see the posters, buddy.
Okay.
They're going to be heavy.
Right, I'll send you the bill. We love you, my man.
Looking forward to it, man. Always a pleasure, and you guys take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, he's this positive in person, too. And the suits he wears must cost like $3,000.